horribly unshakable copper. "We seen you." "There was going to be a meeting of dangerous anarchists." "What kind of religion is that, sir?" Vimes patted the man's belt. "Oh, dear. What have we here? A very nasty dagger. See this, Lance Constable Vimes? A weapon, no doubt about it. That's against the law. Carried after dark, which is even more against the law. And it's a concealed weapon."
What do you mean concealed?" screamed the twisting prisoner. "It was in a bloody sheath."
"Bloody, eh? Used it already, have you, sir?" said Vimes. He thrust a hand into a pocket of the man's black coat. "And what's this? A little black velvet roll with, I do believe, a complete set of lockpicks. That's going equipped for burglary, that is."
"They're not mine, and you know it," the man snarled.
"Are you sure, sir?" said Vimes.
"Yes, because I keep mine in my inside pocket, you bastard."
"That's using language liable to cause a breach of the peace," said Vimes.
"But you idiots have scared everyone away. Who's going to be offended?"
"Well, I might be. I'm sure you don't want that, sir."
"You're that stupid sergeant we've been told about, aren't you?" growled the man. "Too thick to see what's going on, right? Well, this is where you find out, mister." He twisted out of Vimes's grip, and there were a couple of sliding metallic noises in the gloom. Wrist knives, thought Vimes. Even assassins think they're an idiot's weapon. He took a couple of steps back as the man danced towards him, both knives waving. "Can't think of a dumb answer to this one, eh, brown job?" To his horror, Vimes saw behind the man the shape of Sam Vimes raising his bell very slowly. "Don't hit him!" he shouted, and then lashed out with his boot as the man's head turned. "If you're gonna fight, fight," he said as the man toppled forward. "If you're gonna talk, talk. Don't try to talk and fight. And right now, I caution you to do neither." "I could have got him easily, Sarge," Sam complained as Vimes fished out his handcuffs and knelt down. "I could have blown him out like a light."
"Head injuries can be fatal, Lance Constable. We serve the public trust."
"But you kicked him in the private, Sarge."
"Because I don't want you to be a target," thought Vimes as he tightened the cuffs. "That means you don't belt one of them over the head. You stay as the dim sidekick in the background. That way you survive, and that way maybe I do too." "You don't have to fight the way the other bloke wants you to fight," he said, hefting the man onto his shoulders. "Give me a hand here." "Up we go." "OK, I've got him. You lead the way."
"Back to the watch house," said Sam. "You're arresting an unmentionable."
"Yeah. I just hope we'll meet some of the lads on the way. Let this be a lesson, lad. There aren't any rules, not when there's knives out. You take him down, quietly if possible, without hurting him much if possible, but you take him down. He comes at you with a knife, you bring your stick down on his arm. He comes at you with his hands, you use your knee or your boot or your helmet. Your job is to keep the peace. You make it peaceful as quickly as you can."
"Yes, sir. But there's going to be trouble, Sarge."
"Straightforward arrest. Even coppers have to obey the law, what there is of it."
"Yes, Sarge. But I mean, there's going to be trouble right now, Sarge."
They'd neared the end of the street, and there was a group of figures there. They looked like men with a purpose. There was something about the stance, the way they were standing in the road, and, of course, the occasional glint of light on a weapon also gave a hint. There was a snapping of little doors as dark lanterns were opened. Of course, he wouldn't have been alone, Vimes scolded himself. His job was just to watch until they'd all gone in, and then he'd just schlep away to call in the heavy gang. There must be a dozen of them. We're going to get cheesed. Like creamed, but it goes on for a lot longer.
"What'll we do, Sarge?" whispered Sam.
"Ring your bell."
"But they spotted us."
"Ring the damn bell, will you, and keep walking, and don't stop ringing."
The unmentionables spread out now, and as Vimes trudged towards them, he saw several figures at each end of the line slip around behind him.
That's how it'd go. They'd be like the muggers up in Schoon Avenue, talking nice and friendly while their eyes said, "Hey, you know our mates are right behind you, and we know you know, and it's fun watching you trying to pretend that this is just a civilised conversation when you know that any minute you're going to get it right in the kidneys. We feel your pain, and we like it." He stopped walking. It was that, or walk into someone. And all along the street, doors and windows were opening as the clanging of the bell roused the neighbourhood.
"Evening," he said.
"Evening, your grace," said a voice out of history. "Nice to see an old friend, eh?"
Vimes groaned. The worst that could happen had happened.
"Carser?" "That's Sergeant Carser, thank you. Funny how things work out, eh? Turns out I'm prime copper material.